You know, people can get a little feisty about holiday music, and I definitely am one of them. Everyone has opinions, lots of opinions. Mine are all correct, but we decided to ring in the season with a challenge, a holiday music throwdown between me and a special guest, Weekend Edition Saturday host Scott Simon. Welcome to Sunday.
It's very good to be with you, Aisha, in the spirit of the holiday. I'm so glad we can get together in an atmosphere of amity and mutual respect. And somebody else is here,
and
right?
And someone else is here.
Either that or Scott Detrow is just lurking.
I'm just creeping in the corner of the studio. Do you need me?
We need a referee.
Well, glad to be here.
So, yes.
All right, so I've got a list of questions here. The question I have, here's a song that you must sing along with loud and proud no matter where you are, and it is written here for me to say you are required to sing your response.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That's good.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. I should say, everything traces through Chicago. This is a song with the fingerprints of two great South Side Chicagoans. It's written by Mel Torme and, of course, originally recorded by Nat King Cole.
So mine, nobody wants to hear me sing, but I will sing a little bit of it.
Yeah.
What do they do? What do they do at Christmas?
I think that's beautiful.
What do they do? What do they do at Christmas?
And who am I talking about? What do they do? What do they do at Christmas? I'm talking about the lonely. What do the lonely do at Christmas? And you have to sing it with passion because that's the way the emotions sing it. They're like, how can I be happy when I have nobody?
This is a draw because you both brought such passion and spirit to it. I enjoyed hearing both of you sing. What is a song that's just got to be played in your house because your kids love it, not necessarily because you love it? And I ask this, having driven to school this morning, listening to a version of Jingle Bells in which it wasn't lyrics, but rather farts. Scott, what's a...
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
You a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you. Look, see, they're moving in the control room. But yes, I'm sorry, Aisha.
So mine is one that I really like, but my kids love it and have to listen to it all the time. And my daughter, my middle child, she goes, all I want for Christmas is you. And then she goes, Mommy, how did that, don't I sound just like her?
Oh.
And I say, yes, you do. Oh. You do sound just
That's
like her.
Point, Aisha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even I agree with that.
What is a song that makes you weepy or nostalgic at Christmas time, Aisha?
So my weepy and nostalgic song is White Christmas by Otis Redding.
In me, oh. All of your Christmas and me all, and me all of your Christmas baby, may your days be merry, merry, so merry and bright.
The way he sings that song, it's like a gospel song. It's like he is wishing, he has all this love in his heart, and the way he's wishing to give that to the Christ, he's saying, I want you to have a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
To cry now. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's a gospel song. It really feels like a gospel song.
What about you, Scott?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah.
Judy Garland version, Judy, 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 when she gets to the line.
Someday soon we all will be together. It's the fate
If the fates allow. I think of my mother, my late mother. I think of my late mother-in-law. I think of kids I grew up with.
Yeah.
My Auntie Chris, my Auntie Abba, their memories are still part of our lives.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to give that point to Scott, and I think you both, I can hear both of those songs and the way that you hear them, and I understand how they register, and I also love them both. Okay, this is a tone shift, but I'm very curious to hear the answers to this one. A song that you never want to hear again. What is this Christmas song? You're just, nope. Can't do it. Scott, what you go first.
You're first.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to hear that ever again. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad tune, but I find the lyrics unfair to Santa.
So the one that I don't want to hear anymore, and it's not that I don't want to hear it anymore. We're going to get letters. Listen, it's just not my cup of tea, but I'm going to be honest because it's the Christmas season. I love Jesus. I love Mary, but I don't want it. I don't want that song.
You know what? You know what? I just want Sister Geraldine and everybody else listening who helped educate me to know that I'm giving Scott this point because Ave Maria is a beautiful song I can never hear enough of. Nothing bad about it coming from me.
Okay.
Oh
well.
My gosh, she's been turned into a filler song.
Moment of truth here. What is your all-time favorite holiday song, Aisha?
This is easy. My all-time favorite holiday song, because I know it is the best Christmas song ever made, and that is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. How you make a love song to Christmas, that's what Donny Hathaway did. The best song ever. I don't know what you're going to say. If it's not This Christmas, you're wrong.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
This Christmas.
Even I'm singing along.
Yeah.
And then we go carol through the night.
We're caroling
through the night.
Yep.
And this Christmas will be, it's gonna be a very special Christmas for you and me. That's
it's
it.
only gonna be a special Christmas for Scott Simon, depending on the strength of this last answer.
Yeah,
so what
I know.
Is this? What
all
is
time.
This?
Against all expectation, and I think it's the most artful Christmas song ever. Tim Minchin, best known as the composer of Matilda, the musical. Mm-hmm. Tim is an outspoken atheist, and the most wonderful song that he wrote when he was spending his first winter in London, and his infant daughter had been born. And he was thinking of his family in Australia, where it's summer.
They'll be drinking white wine in the sun.
And I'm going to get a little overcome because he sings to his daughter.
And you won't understand, but you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who'll make you feel safe in this world.
Wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who make you feel safe in this world.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's beautiful.
I'm sorry.
That's beautiful.
I think it's the most, and that's what the holidays and humanity are all about.
You know what? This is a little Hallmark movie in one radio segment right here, because we started with Aisha's competition and confrontation, but I have been won over by the spirit of love here. And I love all these Christmas songs. And Christmas is the winner. The Christmas season is
Christmas,
the winner.
Oh, there's no winner. That's true.
My heart is growing three sizes as we speak. I need to move back from the microphone.
Your buttons are popping.
Well, thank you, Scott Detrow, for teaching us all the meaning of Christmas, the true meaning, and also being the host of All Things Considered. Both of the Scotts. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Both Scotts were happy to be here.
Welcome, Christmas, Christmas Day. Welcome.
someone.